Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it.
I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
What difference at this point does it make?
We want the freedom.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double barrel shotgun. Fire two blasts outside the house.
You gotta come through us and take it.
One shot.
From my cold, dead hands.
We're keeping our guns.
Welcome to 2AO Radio from our nation's capital. You're listening to Brian Crosswhite, Ace Luciano, and Kevin Griffin. This show is all about the issues affecting our Second Amendment. 2AO is the largest pro-Second Amendment business organization in North America, and we are proud to be a part of the FTR family at FTRradio.com. Today's show, we'll be discussing the headlines in the news that's pertaining to our Second Amendment. We're glad you can join us. Well, welcome to 2AO Radio from our nation's capital. This is Brian Crosswhite, joined again from Northern Michigan. We're glad to have Kevin Griffin back on, our host of 2AO Radio. Kevin, glad to have you back on the air.
Wow, feels like I've been gone for a lifetime. And you've got a lot of energy. You've done a lot in the last 4 or 5 weeks, have you not?
We've been busy. We've been in Las Vegas, Nevada at 2015 SHOT Show. We actually were there for a week, did the industry day at the range on Monday. Then we launched 2AO IPA, which we'll talk a little bit about today on the air.
We have exciting stuff with 2AO IPA.
Exactly. Really, really good stuff. So things are good.
2AO is busy, getting busy. We want to know. We want to hear from our wonderful subscribers and our listeners. Our website's been updated, and 2AO Nation's magazine is available for free, right?
Just absolutely. You just go there and subscribe on our website. It's on our homepage. Put in your name and email address, and we'll make sure you get our monthly edition. We were doing this quarterly. Now it's a monthly edition that's being produced. Great work by Scott Dietrich and Katie Zendler and those and the team at 2AO Nation.
And Beth Bauman, who is now a regular contributor to the Blaze.
Yep, absolutely.
All these guys. Yes, they're writing wonderful articles. I love it every month now. We don't have to wait for every 3 months.
That's right.
But if you go to twoamendment.org, it's right there on the center of the page on the right-hand side. All we need is your name and your email address.
Absolutely.
You know.
So,
no
yeah.
No reason not to get educated.
You know, Kevin, the whole thing is with the organization, we're constantly growing. We're doing a major push for membership. We're doing free membership now. It's basically for those individuals. We've been getting a lot of people send us emails asking, well, is this only for businesses? Well, let me tell you, it's not about just businesses. It's about you as individuals. We're fighting for your rights to protect yourself, protect your home, and pertaining to anything pertaining to the Second Amendment. So you can go, when you subscribe to 2AO Nation, and you subscribe to that magazine, you're going to get updates from us. You're going to get discounts on products, accessories that pertaining to the hunting and outdoor and the that industry. We got partners now who are going to be giving out different things from that perspective. So you'll get on that email list. We'll be able to give you out the magazine that's going to have tons of information of how you can get involved in 2AO. So it's real exciting.
And we won't sell your information.
No, not at all.
Your information is safe and secure with us.
Right.
Anything you get from us will be from us. We won't give it to the GOA or NRA or anybody like that.
No.
But you've been very adamant about that since day one.
Yeah, and that's the key. And the key to this organization is privacy, and we want to be able to keep that. There's a lot of crazy people out there that love to be able to get their hands on our list and then start bombarding, boycotting companies, mom and pop companies, and small to medium sized companies that are part of our membership.
And that's why we exist. It's we want to connect like-minded consumers with like-minded small to medium-sized businesses. That's how this all started.
Absolutely. That's our core. You know, if you're a big company out there like the Remingtons and all those of the world and the big Rugers and F&H and all those guys, they're great. They've done great. They paved the way. But we're talking about companies that are small business owners, small restaurants. We're talking about doctors, lawyers, people that have, five to 25 member staff. You know, we or that organization, you should get a part of, because we're going to help network your information to consumers by using the 2AO app, which I have some great news about that. We are updating the app as we speak, and it's going to have links on it to our store. It's going to have links to our sponsors. It's going to have a link to our website, all directly from your iPhone. So that's
I have a question about our app.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it never, ever not going to be updated? Is it ever going to be static? Is it ever just going to be, it'll never be complete.
No, it'll never be. It's a living being. It's going to be constantly updated. And Chris Timberlake from Las Vegas, Nevada, who is our developer on that end, is doing a tremendous job on that. And we met with Chris while we were at SHOT Show, and we're real excited about things that he's got going on for us.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about SHOT Show. Starting with Media Day at the Range.
Media Day at the Range was fantastic. I think
how many people were there?
I would say close to about 500 people. Mostly were press, and then they had some buyers that were there later on in the day. But I would say 500 to 1,000, somewhere in that ballpark, made their way through Industry Day at the Range.
Okay, for those of us like myself who's never been there, how far was it from the, say, the Expo Center where actually SHOT Show was being held to the range? Was it an hour drive, 3 hour drive?
No. It was about, I would say, 45 minutes to an hour out in Boulder City, Nevada. And a fabulous location, you know, out in the desert. What was great is we got to shoot as much ammo as we wanted. It was all given to us, and just like, you just walk up to the gun, they give you the clip, and you just let loose. I shot an X-rail that is for shotguns. Basically, it's a clip that holds 24 shotgun shells, and we shot the crazy quail system out there, and it was fantastic. Shooting that gun, shooting 24 rounds, it was amazing. That was a blast.
So were all the major vendors at the range, did they all have setups and their firearms for test trial use?
Yeah, most of the major vendors were there. Glock, Beretta, to name a few. Daniel Defense was there. We had Benelli. We had a whole shotgun range that was just for skeet. I know Remington was there. Benelli, I already mentioned Benelli, and a few other ones that were out there. Then they had the long-distance rifles. You're shooting at 308s and all that. And I had the honor of shooting the tracking point, was on a 308, and I shot around 880 yards and hit the target first try with the tracking point, which was really awesome. It was like shooting a video game. So,
yeah, I was just going to say, did you feel disconnected from the target because it was so far away?
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is with the tracking point, you know, the lens, it just brings you right to your target. You track it, and then you pull the trigger, and it was amazing. You guarantee a shot.
Stationary or a moving target?
No, it was stationary. But I did shoot a 308 from a company out of West Virginia, out of Martinsburg, West Virginia, and it was with a regular scope. And I shot 877 yards, and I hit the target the first three tries. I was dead on.
Oh.
So I was very impressed.
You really skilled, long range,
no,
highly trained marksman?
No, I've never been trained at that distance. So it was a first for me. It just was relaxing. It was just taking the shot and breathing correctly and being able to execute on the trigger. So I walked away from Industry Day a very happy person. Needless to say, shooting like crazy. My shoulder was all bruised up, but I had a wonderful time.
How was the atmosphere there? Was it very, you know, was it very upbeat? Was everybody like thrilled to be there? Were they, you know, a lot of new products being introduced? I'm talking about Media Day at the Range.
We'll show here in a minute. One of the things that was really exciting was, it's called Slide Fire. They were there this year introducing their new mechanism, their stock that's for AR-15s and for AK-47s that allows you to shoot almost like a fully automatic, but it's legal. It's just the way the stock is, and the recoil actually allows you to hit the trigger multiple times in a row, and it's just like shooting a fully automatic. So we dumped two clips in about 5 to 6 seconds. So it was a really, wow. That was an interesting product. And then seeing the new Glock, has the MOS, it's called the MOS, I think is the new terminology. It's got the sight on the new Glock pistols that was fantastic. That's a great product that's coming out. So check
and when's the anticipated release date of this?
That was released
last year.
That was released.
42 was the big release.
This was the release at SHOT Show. So the MOS sight system that is on the Glock. So really, really good system. I think the what else? The Glock came out with their new. It's bigger than the 45. I believe it's called the 10.
10 millimeter.
10 millimeter came out with that as well. That was one of their big releases this year.
Ah, Glock's releasing a 10 millimeter, big guy, huh?
Yeah,
the elephant gun. Interesting.
And you know what was really? It was a pistol.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about this pistol is it didn't feel like even the 45 didn't even feel like a 45.
Boom.
It was nothing like. I mean they have adjusted the ammo now, and you know this is, you know, Winchester's coming out with some amazing ammo
PDX one line is getting improved. I've read,
you know,
about
it's tremendous. It feels like you're shooting a training round, and that's what's great. I was shooting a training round and they mixed it up with some of the other rounds that they had. You couldn't tell the difference. You didn't know if you were shooting, and I was shooting hollow points and training rounds, and I couldn't even tell the difference. It was in a fantastic way. They're reducing the amount of power to it. I believe that's the terminology that allows you to still have the same impact. So that's some really amazing stuff that those guys are coming out with.
So more control, more shots on center mass or on target faster.
Right.
So and the end result of that is it's safer.
Totally. And I'm going to tell you another thing that I've seen that I believe it was Winchester came out with is the Longbeard for those turkey hunters out there. It's broken 3 world records at the last show that they had of the amount of pellets that hits a target at a certain distance. I shot that, and I'll tell you, the only negative thing about the Longbeard rounds that they have out now is the turkey itself, because there's no way a turkey is going to be. I mean, this is amazing shot, and it was really, really, really fantastic to shoot that round. But I have to admit, the highlight of Range Day was shooting the 12-gauge shotgun with a silencer. That was it for me. You couldn't beat
Who was that courtesy of? Let's give credit where credit's due.
Okay, I wish I could. I don't remember the company, but I'll look for the information for it. But it's
I can understand how that would happen. Did you have to wait in the long line?
There was no long lines at this at Industry Day. I mean, you basically walked up and you could pretty much grab a gun and start shooting it. And it was this shotgun. It made it feel like a 410. Round, and it was fantastic to shoot and to hear. There was no noise at all. All you heard was the pellets hitting the target, which was really awesome. So
cool.
It was a really good time. We had a really good day there. We got there early in the morning, didn't leave till about 5:30 from the range. And what a fantastic time at SHOT Show this year.
You bring home, were they pretty generous with the memorabilia and the remembrance advertisement?
Yeah, I'll give a plug out to 10X. 10X is a new company that developed a new camo that's partnered with Realtree and Mossy Oak. They handed out jackets to everyone, and they were very, very good about that. They gave us multiple jackets. So we got the jackets. We got hats from SHOT Show. It was good. The things that those people gave, they really took good care of us.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so sorry I was under the weather and missed all this.
That's all right.
Tremendous. So industry day at the range was, or media day at the range was probably well worth the trip itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the good thing is what we're doing at 2AO, we're raising money now for the organization. We never asked for, as an organization, we never really went out and begged and did drives for money. And we still don't do this, but we are talking to donors now and people who are donating funds to our organization. And we're talking about some big donors. I mean, we're talking about, $25,000 to $75,000 donations. We're going to be allowing those donors 2 free passes to Industry Day at the Range next year, as along with 2 tickets to SHOT Show 2016 in Las Vegas. So there's some perks there. We're going to be releasing that press release here in the next few weeks about our new donor program. This is where we're talking about our bronze, our gold, and our platinum donors of the organization. So it's exciting. We got a lot of good stuff going on, and SHOT Show was really good. I mean, we met a lot of companies. We did a lot of interviews. There's so much we can talk about, and we're probably going to talk about SHOT Show probably for the next 2 weeks on the show. So we got lots of stuff to cover.
Okay, so we covered Media Day at the Range. SHOT Show itself, walk us through the experience there, if you could.
Fresh
in your mind.
SHOT Show, I spent probably an hour on the floor at SHOT Show. I was mainly in the media press rooms doing the show, doing interviews, but met a lot of cool companies, a lot of people out there, a lot of veterans. We got to see Chris Kyle's wife. She was there this year, and they were raffling off one of the sniper rifles that that he endorsed, and so it was really awesome to see those type of people there, see our veterans. But we've seen some really good products that are coming out in the industry, a lot of new technology in the AR platform that we're seeing. People now looking at the ARs with the poly type of material, lightweight material. You're seeing AR-15s that are now at 4 pounds, which are phenomenal. They're building one company out of Tennessee, Armory, showed me an AR-15 that folds up into a bag that is probably no bigger than 1.5 feet in length. It's amazing the technology these guys are coming in. And most of these AR platform companies are our veterans who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. So we're going to be supporting those guys and talking more about those products and what we're doing at 2AO to help our veterans.
Very important.
Yep.
Very important.
So we've seen there was a few other things we got to see at SHOT Show this year. There was a lot of press release by the industry. We talked, 2AO actually talked quite a bit about the NAICS codes, which 2AO IPA has been pushing. Got a lot of people interested in that. And Scott Drummond and those guys at the in his organization, Outdoor Trade, really seen, people are starting to realize what those guys are doing and what we're pushing at 2AO IPA. So I think we're making some headway.
If I may switch gears here with 2AO IPA, you have an exciting new program coming out. It's titled Simply Educate Mayors.
Absolutely. Educate Mayors is a big initiative we launched at SHOT Show this year, where we're going after Bloomberg's organization. His organization, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, have ultimately been a disgrace to the Second Amendment and all of those people in our community and our American culture who believes in the Constitution. You have mayors who are signing this petition. Now, we have to say there's been a lot of mayors who dropped out. And thanks to the NRA, thanks to what the NRAILA and Gun Owners of America and all these other organizations that do support our gun rights are doing, along with 2AO. They're dropping off. But there has been some new ones that have signed the petition. So 2AO is now taking on an initiative through our 2AO IPA, which is our 501c4 organization, to go and interview these people, talk to them.
Now, IPA is Institute for Policy Action.
Exactly. It's not a beer company.
Right, right.
We had
India Pale Ale.
Exactly. So we're going to be talking to these mayors, and we're going to be educating them. There's some other things that we're going to be doing as well. We're going to be putting together a conference here in Washington, D.C., where we're going to get reporters from our national media, because we're going to do the same thing Bloomberg's doing to us. He is actually holding a conference right now with the media to tell them and show them how to report on illegal guns and his gun regulation programs. So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to call for action, the media to come to DC, and we're going to meet with them. We're going to bring in some media and some other organizations to help us with this. And we're going to be able to provide information on why the media should be reporting on the Second Amendment, why we should be protecting our Second Amendment, and who's out there in the industry that is supporting this. And we're going to let these media people know, and we're going to give them those guidelines that we're going to set forth in our conference here. Probably it's going to be in the spring or the summer.
That's important stuff.
Absolutely.
He's only, or the Bloomberg organization I'm referring to, Every Town for Gun Safety, whatever they're calling themselves nowadays, I don't think they're one-on-one. I think it's just like a spray and pray approach, whereas your approach to this is going to be actually sitting down and talking with them.
Right. I mean, our goal is to reach out to these mayors, not criticize them, but ask them the simple questions.
No.
We're going to say, why are you against this? Do you know that your constituents hunt and fish and believe in the Second Amendment? Like, I'll give you a great example. Logansport, Louisiana, that mayor signed that agreement. Now, Logansport is known for its hunters. It's in the northern part of Louisiana. There is no reason why this mayor should have signed this petition. No one in Logansport knows this. Same thing in DeRidder, Louisiana. No one knows about this. We were talking about Maryville, Tennessee. The mayor there signed the petition. Why? I mean, this is big hunting areas. This is where I'll be honest with you, probably 99% of the residents in that community have guns, and they support the Second Amendment. But these mayors have agendas, and I think what's going on is Bloomberg is out there giving them finance, giving them money, supporting their campaigns to keep them reelected. We are going to do everything in our power as 2AO IPA to go. If they don't change their mind and take their cities off this list, then we're going to team up with our grassroots efforts, and we're going to go after their elections when come campaign time. And we're going to show them what it means when you go against the Constitution. We're going to get the people in the local community to come out and vote against those mayors. And that's what we're going to do.
And we're going to vet the potential replacements?
Absolutely. That's the whole key, is to definitely vet those new people. And we're going to put them in office. Great example, Percival, Virginia. We had a mayor who was there, long-term mayor, who was against the Second Amendment. Mayor Quasi won that election. He's an independent, went up against this mayor, won by 61%. The first thing he did was take Percival, Virginia off mayors against illegal guns. This is the model we're going to be using. We're going to be teaming up with local organizations in these states and these communities and going after these mayors if they don't take their name off these lists.
And, what's the mix in Virginia there? I mean, how many, there are a lot of cities in Virginia, there are a lot of cities in every state. Not every city is a mayor type situation.
Virginia.
How do we get to city managers?
I mean,
okay, go ahead with your
Virginia. Well, I was just telling you, Virginia, we have 8 cities: Virginia Beach, Roanoke, Richmond, Norfolk, Norfolk News, Charlottesville, Blacksburg, Alexandria. And what's sad is Norfolk, Virginia, out of all places, a military base. People that fight for the Constitution, and that mayor signed that petition. Something's wrong with this picture. And majority of these cities that's listed in Virginia, or Republican conservative voting blocks. Now, I know good and well that Blacksburg, Virginia, they don't know what's going on. The people of Blacksburg don't know. People of Roanoke, Virginia don't understand what's going on. It just goes on and on.
Are they conservatives or are they? Is it a rhino situation?
You know, it's a rhino situation. It's a Democrat situation. It's a liberal situation. These people get elected, and then they go in, they sign these petitions, and the community don't realize what's going on. I mean, that's what's going on. Utah, we have one city in Utah, Park City. We have three cities in Tennessee that signed the petition. We have five in South Carolina, five in Rhode Island. The big ones are, you know, the big ones that signed the petition is Pennsylvania. And I guarantee you, if you go down the list of Pennsylvania, a lot of these cities are in the Western PA area, which is sad because we have a huge hunting industry there. And the sad thing,
Pennsylvania.
The people don't vote. They don't realize what's going on. So we're going to do a campaign to really let the people know.
A lot of these signings, though, I mean, they're not done in the presence of media or a photo op?
You know what's interesting? They go to the website, they sign the petition, they mail it in, and that's it. They're on the list. So
that's
stuff
it.
Is,
they're on the list.
It's done undercover. Then they're getting materials from Bloomberg. They're getting his cronies to come into these communities and start working with these mayors to do everything in their power to put regulations against the Second Amendment.
Okay, so let me see if we can get – let me shed some light on this from a different angle, if I may. Where I live, small county, part-time mayor in a nearby city. How do I get 2AO's info as a citizen, a concerned pro-Second Amendment citizen, into my city mayor's hands?
Well, the best way to do it is if you know that your mayor is on this list, and trust me, we know if your mayor's on the list already, but if you'd like to get involved with 2AO IPA, send us an email at IPA@2amendment.org. And we will send you information on what's going on in your local area, and we will get you started and how to help campaign with against this mayor or start looking at other alternatives. So, I mean,
okay, just for the listeners' info, and we thank you for listening. If you go to 2amendment.org, click on the 2AO IPA tab, IPA@2amendment.org. Email address is right there above his former honor, Mayor Michael Bloomberg's photo.
If you want to find out if your mayor is on this list, go to everytown.org/mayors, and you can scroll through the list. If you're in Michigan, Berkeley, Michigan, Davison, Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan, Douglas, East Lansing, Flint, Grand Rapids, Hamtramck, I believe it's how it's pronounced, Highland,
Hamtramck.
Highland Park, Inkster, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Oak Park, and Westland. These are the cities that your mayors are signing these petitions to stop the rights of citizens to have and bear arms, which is a big
What's that
problem.
URL again, Brian?
The URL is everytown.org/mayors. We will post this link on our blog at 2AO IPA. If you click that link, you will see it. We'll be posting it after our show.
Yeah, we'll get it on 2AO Nation and 2AO Radio. And we also have Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at 2AO Radio. Isn't that how you say it?
That's right. 2AO Radio.
At 2AO Radio. That's it. Very simple.
If you want to also follow us, follow our whole organization at 2AO USA on Twitter as well.
That's 2amendment.org versus 2AO Radio. Good job, man. Wow, you pulled those out of the cobwebs?
Yep.
Good job. I'm impressed.
So
very, very, very thorough job. And this sounds like it's a personal mission of yours.
Yeah, no, it's an organizational issue, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I can't take credit for everything that goes on in our organization. We have great people that work in our organization that is looking at the issues. We're getting just tired of our Second Amendment being taken away. Just because we have a Republican Congress – and it does not give don't think that everything is going to be protected. We have a president who's he's crazy. And I'm going to say it. He's crazy. This guy is signing. He's already threatened the Congress over 9 times to veto things that come to his desk. This is unheard of. So you're going to see him dictate with his pen, and you're seeing the same thing happen from a governor down to the mayorship. So we got to put a stop to this.
And you, and I've been saying this since the election in November. Now's the time for us to put our foot on the gas pedal and hold our elected representatives for what they do.
Absolutely.
Boehner, right back to where we started with him. Mitch McConnell, right back again with him. And these guys haven't done anything yet. Oh, well, I take that back. Boehner invited Benny Netanyahu to come address both sessions of Congress and have flamed the White House. And you know what? He was perfectly within his speakership to do so. I was actually, we have to give credit where credit's due. Way to go, Speaker Boehner. I was very impressed with that move of his.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has every right to invite who he wants. Remember that the Congress is equal power to the president.
Yeah, and, you know, and his fallback is excuse. And it isn't excuses. We're only one half of one third, but it's a very powerful one half of one third. And if I may, I'm going to give another example of Republican leadership not quite doing its job. Here in Michigan, we just had a bill go through both houses and go to the Governor Snyder's office, and he pocket vetoed the elimination of local county gun boards. And we cannot figure out for the life of us why he did that.
Yeah,
by pocket vetoing, he didn't veto it. He didn't reject it. It was an expired session of the House and Congress and Senate in Michigan. The bill passed. It went to him for his signature. Since that legislature was no longer in session and a new one was sworn in, he simply just ignored the bill and it expired on January 15th.
Right.
And eliminating county gun boards is, and I thought was a good thing for gun rights. And I know the NRA and the GOA were both behind it. But hey, if you can give Governor Snyder heat, if you're a Michigan resident and listening to the show, Dave Green from Upper Thumb County is reintroducing the bill today, I believe.
Yeah.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent there.
No, it's good information. We need to stick to local politics as well. I mean, we talk so much about the federal side, but you know what? Where all these things come into play, and you see what Bloomberg is doing. If you want to know what works in politics, follow former Mayor Bloomberg. He is not going to the federal level and fighting gun laws.
No, he's going fighting it in trenches.
All the way down to the local grassroots effort with mayors. And 2AO is now, we've learned. We fought him in Georgia with House Bill 875. We've seen what he's done there. And we actually prevailed.
That's guns everywhere, right.
Right. We got that taken care of. But the thing is, we got to get people on board to talk about it locally. What are we going to do from local elections? How are we going to address these issues with our mayor? How many people out there know if your mayor is on this list or not? If they are on this list, you need to go talk to your mayor. You need to make a call to them saying, hey, what's up with this? Why are you supporting an initiative that takes away our American culture and our way of life? And the reason why we have the great America, the United States of America that we have today.
Yes. And, you know, we've talked about this earlier on the show. That emailing representatives or mayors it doesn't do any good. It does, but it doesn't have the impact like writing a letter, a stamped letter, or delivering a letter, or even a phone call. Right. And ultimately, if you don't agree with your local politician, run against them.
Well,
right?
Absolutely. Run against them, but also there's another thing you can do. If you would like, go to your city council meetings. Go to the city council meetings because your mayor's always there. And you know what? They will let you speak. It is an open forum. Speak
yes.
about it. Ask them why and show them. Print out the form. Print out the pledge that Bloomberg has on everytown.org and ask the question, why did you sign this, mayor? And find out. Let them give you on the record why they were willing to sign this over.
Most of them probably had a staffer. I mean, some of the bigger towns, they might have had an underling send this information in for them.
It could very well be that. It could have been, this is something that we've seen over and over again. Big towns, and you know, they have this type of initiative where they allow staffers to do things in their name. We got to find out. We need to find out what's going on, because if we don't stop this initiative from taking over our country, which it's in every state right now, if we don't stop it, then it's gonna. He's putting a lot of money into these elections. You're gonna start seeing your rights taken away locally, because he can't do anything from a federal standpoint.
No, and Mark Levin, whoa, that was strange. Mark Levin keeps saying it's important to get involved in the local level. You'll have more impact, more effect by going to your city council meeting. I mean, Brian, you've spent quite a bit of time in the D.C. city council chambers and just been aghast, right?
Right. I mean, we've seen Moms Demand Action. They're in the local area. They're in every city council. They're talking to the city councils. The sad situation is we don't see conservative values. We don't see conservative organizations that are fighting locally from the city council perspective. And this is where 2AO has stepped in. We're filling that void in this political process, and we're going to make sure that we now have that voice in the local political campaigns. And that's our goal at 2AO.
Well, yes. And I know the elections sound like they're far away, but they'll be here before we know it.
Yep, exactly.
And it's important that we get involved in every one of these fights. And if you have issues that you need us to help with or look into, I mean, let us know. Especially, you small to medium business size business owners. You know, what's important to you is more than likely important to us.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin,
I hear the music.
We're going to go to a break right now.
All righty.
You're listening to 2AO Radio on FTRradio.com. We'll be right back.
From our nation's capital, you're listening to 2AO Radio.
Welcome back to 2AO Radio from Washington, D.C. You're here with Brian Crosswhite and Kevin Griffin.
Hello.
All right, Kevin, what we got in this segment here?
Oh, exciting stuff, like always. That was an informative first three quarters of the show, and before we know it, I'd be done here today. Over the weekend, competing with, and I was surprised at the scheduling of, so was the Iowa Freedom Summit. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the conservative coming out party. A lot of speakers, probably 5,000 people in attendance.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. On the all of the big players were there, except for, a couple of them. Rand Paul was not, right. He was in California, and I think Mitt Romney wasn't there, and there was one other one. Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush. Oh, yeah, that's because Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney were colluding about not stepping on each other's campaigns while they met in, was it Utah?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, wow. Wow, this is some scary stuff. Now, Governor Romney, he's a Michigander by birth. I'm not a Michigander by birth, but he was a Michigan resident. Why is he running for a third time, Brian? Doesn't he get the message?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, he's a very moderate Republican. He's done a lot.
Very intelligent businessman.
Yeah, very, very good business guy. But if he runs again, we're going to lose his election again. You know, and that's the truth of the matter.
Yes. Anyway, Citizens United put on Freedom, the Iowa Freedom Summit in Des Moines, Iowa. I did catch some of the speakers listening to Sirius Satellite Radio. Joni Ernst was very good, very, very well. I'm looking this lady more and more every time she appears. She gave a great Republican reply, conservative response after the State of the Union address. We didn't even bring that up yet.
No,
that's probably
exactly.
Not even worthy of airtime, is it?
Probably
also
not.
Another one who's not running for president was Ambassador John Bolton. He gave a very, very good speech, and so did Mike Lee. I know you were probably busy at SHOT Show and traveling and really didn't get to hear much.
No, we didn't hear a lot about it. I mean, except for after the fact that people were talking about it. So
I heard Scott Walker was phenomenal.
Yeah, they said Scott Walker shined, and that was him and Ben Carson. Ben Carson. Yeah, they said that both of those guys did good.
There's a name that I'm not yet ready to throw an opinion behind.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. You don't know where he stands on the Second Amendment. We heard rumors about it. So, you know, it's one of those things. We need to keep our ear to the ground and see who's going to shine. But Scott Walker, he got some good press from Rush Limbaugh on Rush's show. Talked really high about the summit there. So I think he has a great chance.
I think so.
Yep.
He's continually running for election in Wisconsin and still getting the job done. How many times?
Yeah, third time.
To recall him twice.
Twice, but he won three elections. So.
And he's won three elections. Hats off to Mr. Scott Walker. I need to learn much, much more about him. And next on this type of Horizon event thing is the CPAC coming up in your backyard in Washington, D.C.
That's right. 2AO Radio will be on Radio Row broadcasting from CPAC 2015 here in the Washington's capital.
Washington, I will be there, too. Yep. This show I will make. And awesome. I'm looking very, very forward to being on Radio Row at Conservative Political Action Conference.
Yes.
Is that the acronym?
I believe it is.
I believe it is, too. And that's February 24th, 25th?
25th through the 28th, I believe.
25th through the 28th. Okay.
That's right.
Good stuff. Recently brought my attention is an article, it's a little bit older, but it's still very, very, very scary. President Obama is declaring war on extremism. And how would you define an extremist?
Well, you know,
the way the president is, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably totally not what... Totally different from what Obama thinks is an extremist.
An elitist such as Barack Obama, and I'm quoting from the article written by Michael Snyder on Zero Hedge, the word extremist has a much broader meaning for President Obama than it does for probably 99% of us. There are 72 examples of what he thinks is an extremist and people that need to be looked at, watched, monitored. Have you looked at any of these?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of these are people who are American.
That's kind of how I looked at it.
Those that talk about individual liberties.
General white, yeah, militia or unorganized militia. Okay. Those that are anti-global.
Wait, those that advocate for states' rights. That's the one that is amazing. This is where you know that the president is not on the same page as the rest of America. That those who advocate for states' rights.
What about number one? Those that talk about individual liberties. Number two, those that advocate for states' rights. Those who want to make the world a better place. What about returning veterans? I mean, this feels... Are you concerned about FEMA camps?
Yeah.
Complaining about bias.
The Patriots.
Attends rallies for extremist causes. Now, isn't that covered under the freedom of speech?
Yeah, absolutely. He's forgetting that most of this stuff is the First Amendment.
Well, I guess he enjoys the same protection under the First Amendment that we do. Some of this stuff is really, really scary.
Members of the Family Research Council? Did he actually put on there the members of the Family Research Council?
Number is that one?
That's on number 15.
Number 15?
Yeah.
Members of the Family Research Council.
Exactly.
What is wrong with the Family Research Council?
Last I know, I mean, Family Research Council is doing a heck of a job letting people know what's conservative out there and, you know, speaking out against Obama's socialist issues. So I don't, you know, maybe anybody who speaks out against what Obama wants to push through is an extremist, which I guess we're an extremist organization.
Yeah, I think we already had resigned ourselves to that fact. Members of the Christian Action Network, anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21, Sovereign Citizen Movement, anyone complains about bias, if you visit an extremist website or a blog, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons, anyone who is frustrated, now this one, oh wow, this is something here, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies, that deserves a pause after that one. Anyone that is personally connected with grievance.
Yeah, well, this is just crazy. This list here.
I'm just in shock.
Yeah, but
returning veterans.
Well, you know, these are things that he stated. You know, in his last few years here, he talks about the veterans coming over and how, you know, he linked them to extremists. So clearly I see where this list is going.
Well, this is Michael Snyder revisited this after the terror attacks on the offices of Charlie Hebdo in France, and has something to do about President Obama's plans to host a major global summit on extremism here in the very near future. And the criteria that's been assembled to use at this global summit on extremism here in the near future. President Bush's presidency, we were told that Islamic terrorists were extremists and they were the enemy, and a lot of people got behind that idea.
Right.
But over the years, war on Islamic extremism has turned into a mainstream media political war here in our United States. That's what's getting really, really worrisome to me, and I'm sure a whole bunch of other people. There's a quote here in the center of the article where a Deputy U.S. Attorney James Cole has confirmed that the administration is pulling back in training materials for law enforcement and national security in order to eliminate all references to Islam and anything that refers to Muslim groups that are claimed offensive. That they're rewriting all of the training materials, but they're going to make you and I look like an extremist or a terrorist versus the actual people from, you know, ISIL or ISIS. And do you believe the focus is coming inward?
It is. I mean, that is definitely something. Everything on this list is American, so he's blaming America. We've always been he apologizes about America. He just apologized the other day about global warming, that America was the ones who caused global warming. So, yeah, he's an apologist.
Oh, there was something global warming related that I just was brought up. Over last weekend, there was another climate control, climate-related summit in, I believe it was Sweden or Switzerland. And I apologize for not having my facts straight. 1,700 people attended that, well, more than 1,700 people. There were 1,700 private jets that ascended on this area to attend this convention on addressing climate change and climate control. 1,700 private jets. Now, does a private jet contribute to a carbon footprint?
Last I checked, yes.
Yeah, and who's one of the biggest do as I say, not as I do type private jet flying people? Be
I believe that would be former Vice President Al Gore.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. Anyway, I'll get that article up on our social sites before, right here after the show. Something else I want to real quickly touch on is an article by Bob Owens on BearingArms.com that the FBI has confirmed that while gun sales are up, violent crime is down. Go figure. What are your thoughts on this? Besides, you already knew this was going to be the...
Yeah, this is you know, this is amazing. I don't have much words for this.
Violent crimes reported from January through June of 2014 were down 4.6% from the same time period in 2013. And these crimes are considered, the violent nature, murder, non-negligent manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, and robbery. Property crimes have decreased during the same period 7.5%.
We talked about this at SHOT Show, and this was this article was circulated, and this is facts. This is where the U.S. government doesn't want to talk about, and this is what this administration wants to hide.
This is from the FBI.
Yeah, exactly. But that's just, it's crazy. From this Justice Department, this is what comes out. But you know, it's hidden. They don't want to talk about it. They're going to use the opposite to show what I mean. This is exactly why Eric Holder was so big on the guns that's going into Mexico. He wanted to change the outcome of these type of polls
by his gun walking
exactly
program. Yeah, it's Pierce Morgan went off on Larry Pratt on that one interview when he got all, I mean, the guy almost, his head almost blew up when he said that in America, the answer to gun violence is more guns. And Pierce just couldn't wrap his head around the fact that the more armed citizens that are out there, the less likely a violent felon is going to perpetrate a crime against that. I mean, they just don't know who they're assaulting. And, I teach firearms and firearm safety, and a statistic I share in every one of my classes is that I've heard this number several times from different sources, that about 7,000 times a day, a person defends themselves with a firearm without ever having to fire a shot. Just the mere fact that the predator comes upon you and wants to snatch your purse or steal your car, the mere presence that you make a motion and you draw for self-protection, whether it be a gun or a knife, that they're gonna scram almost every time because they don't want to get shot. Exactly. And another thing that that ties this discussion in is everybody says how much gun should they carry? 22, 38, 9mm, 45, 10mm. 380, really, if you look at that, if you visit this statistic, doesn't matter what caliber. Criminals don't want to get shot. They don't want to get shot by a 22. They don't want to get shot by a 38. They sure as hell don't want to get shot by a 45. Nobody does.
No,
but
no.
The mere fact that you're able to protect yourself speaks volumes.
Hey, I'll tell you what, they got a good, something came out at SHOT Show I forgot to mention was the new AR platform for the 45 caliber.
Is that an AR pistol?
Yeah, it's an AR pistol, but it's it's a rifle, right? It's like an SBR.
Who's making that?
I don't know the name right offhand. I'm going to get all our notes together and pull it together so we can have it for the show, so we start giving people out this information. But I think it's the 45 caliber AR system, so it's going to be nice.
It shoots regular 45 ACP ammo.
Yes.
And it's not available yet, or it's going to be available?
It's going to be available. I'm not sure if it was prototyped or was it, with all the details of it, interesting.
It's cool. Yeah. It's one less line of ammunition you have to, purchase for your 223 or 556. Many times on our show, I brought up the term swatting. You remember talking about swatting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where, how do we explain swatting? Where somebody phones in a crime or they over-exaggerate the crime. So the police send in a bigger response than normal to the crime. Is that a good way to sum up swatting?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, but it's a criminal act.
It is a criminal act. In fact, at a Walmart in Centerville, Ohio, I believe, a person with a airsoft rifle was actually killed by somebody calling in a swatter.
Yeah, we had a guy last week at Walmart see a guy who was open carrying or had a concealed carry, and he attacked him, tackled him because he thought he was there to rob the store. And the guy said, no, I have a permit. And the guy who tackled him ended up getting arrested for assault and battery.
And where was this at?
Not sure where it happened, but this was in the news last week.
Oh, okay. Well, you caught this while you're at SHOT Show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this incident happened at a Walmart. And, you know, the thing is funny, Kevin, is we're seeing more and more people attack people who are exercising their rights. And so this is something that's going to keep on happening until the people are educated about the law. And I think that's a point we have to make moving forward in this society, especially with threats that are happening to Americans.
Yeah, I don't want to say it always stems from open carry. You know, I know we've talked about open carry versus concealed carry a lot on this show. And, you know, if you choose to open carry, you know, you have to be aware of your surroundings. I mean, you know, or, you know, like a guy in, I think it was Centerville, Ohio, the anti-gun person, actually two people died at that one. Somebody had a heart attack because of the excitement.
That's right.
That all that stirred. Yeah, that was, I mean, bad, you know, good thing, bad things happen to good people. But swatting is something, you know, I'm going to continue to report on in the future. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kevin, it was a good show. Glad to have you back on the air.
Yeah, it was good to be back.
Folks, you're listening to FTRRadio.com. This is Brian Crossright, Kevin Griffin, broadcasting for 2AO Radio. We'll be back next week, same time. You have a pleasant, pleasant week. God bless you.